On their first day of class Tuesday, USF St. Pete students met with four candidates for city council, six candidates for mayor, or their campaign staffs to decide which one would be the best fit for an internship. Judith Ann Scorfield McLaughlin is an assistant professor of government.
It's a course about political campaigns, how are they run, how are they managed, and the feature of the class is that each of the students will intern on one of the city races this summer. So they're going to work a minimum of 8 hours a week for the 10-week summer session, so they'll work at least 80 hours rolling up their sleeves and getting an inside look at how campaigns are run.
Scorfield McLaughlin has taught other courses with a campaign internship component and expects that her students will learn more about how their city works in addition to learning about politics.
What I found from my study of the pre-test and post-test internship surveys is that students are very energized. They learn a lot not only about campaigns, the issues that are prevalent in whatever the races they happen to be working on, and they're inspired to stay involved, not necessarily be a campaign staffer as a job, but to be more informed voters and to care and to pay attention.
Brilliant one.
Mayoral candidates Jamie Bennett, Kathleen Ford, Deveron Gibbons, Scott Wagman, Bill Foster, and Larry Williams each gave a five-minute speech about how interns could get involved in their campaign. So did city council candidates Steve Cornell and Derek Frohn, and representatives for candidates Carl Nurse and Angela Roussan. Students met with candidates to decide which campaign was the best match. Carlos Castro is a junior who has decided to work on Steve Cornell's campaign for City Council District 5, the South St. Petersburg district currently held by Jamie Bennett.
What I was looking for is a candidate that was very excited, was very engaging, and wanted to include an intern in everyday campaign ideas. And I actually know Steve, his campaign manager, from being in classes with him. And I know Steve is a great guy. He's very engaging, and he's very excited about the campaign. So from his enthusiasm, you know, just made me want to be working with him.
Senior Shannon Love took practical politics in the fall and will be doing field research with a campaign this summer. Love says that she and other students are looking for experience working on a campaign, but there are also other reasons why she is leaning toward an internship with Scott Wagman's campaign for mayor.
They all want to have a good networking system, and I think they also want to know the issues. I think it's really important for all of us. And I think I am looking at a campaign pretty seriously. I really like Scott Wagman's campaign. I think they've got a great team assembled. Mitch, who's the campaign manager, he's worked on Charlie Justice's campaign, who's someone I've worked with before. They've got Tony, who's past DEC chair. And on top of that, they also have someone who helped with Howard Dean's Internet Committee, which is also a very big thing with upcoming elections after seeing the way Barack Obama utilized technology. So I think that's pretty much one that I'm pretty much committed to.
Former city council member Kathleen Ford is running for mayor. She looks forward to adding one or more interns from USF St. Pete to her campaign.
Well, it was very exciting, and I talked to a lot of very interested students who are engaged and want to make a difference in the process, so that's thrilling. I think they're going to go back and do their homework and really review the candidates and their positions and then make their decision. There were several students who were interested, and I look forward to having some of them volunteer on my campaign.
The primary election in St. Pete is September 1st, and the general election is November 3rd. You can find links to the websites of all the candidates and USF St. Petersburg on our website, wmnf.org/news. Reporting from St. Petersburg for WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.